Watcher. It's Mike Wynn, and it's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. I'm just back from a record buying trip to New York, so got lots of new material to share with you. It's going to take me months to listen to it all first, but here's a sample of the recently bought stuff. Gentle start to this week's show. It's from a recently released double CD called The Private Collection. It's of two gigs. One, this one, is from August 87. It's for the leader, bassist Charlie Hayden's 50th birthday concert at the At My Place Club in Santa Monica. It wasn't released at the time, but Charlie was obviously given the tapes of the concerts for his own private use. That was Etudes by J.S. Bach. Charlie bass with two members of his then Quartet West group, Ernie Watts saxophone and Alan Broadbent piano, plus Billy Higgins drums. That was the last number of the concert, so I edited out the never-ending applause. We'll stay in this gentle mood and we'll stay live. This may be too gentle. It's called Lullaby, so keep your head off that pillow.
Thank you.
And that's from a compilation album of live recordings by the great Belgian harmonica player Toots Thielemans. He's also a guitarist and a whistler, and there are examples of those two talents here on this album. That song, Lullaby, as you know, was from a September 76 gig in Holland with Rob Franken on electric piano, Wim Overgaard guitar, and the great Dane Niels Henning Orsted Pedersen bass, and Bruno Castellucci on drums. It's on the Polydor Japanese label, so yes, all the liner notes are totally indecipherable to me. Next up, one of Charlie Mingus's best-known songs. Better Get Hit in Your Soul, the Charles Mingus song. It's a recently recorded album, October 2013, and it's all upbeat jazz classics. What Did I Say? Moaning, Sea Jam Blues, Hallelujah, I Love Her So, Night Train. Great, great album. And you may well be surprised to hear, as you've just heard the song, the leader is Daniel Smith, the bassoon player. I got a few of his albums. This makes number 5, and it's by far the funkiest, bluesiest of them all. And he dedicates the album to his wife of over 50 years, who died in the spring of 2013 after a year battling lung cancer. Robert Bosher was on piano, Michael O'Brien bass, and Victor Echter drums, plus special guests Ron Jackson guitar, Ephrad Shapiro violin, Neil Clark percussion. Back to Live, a previously unreleased gig in Munich. It's a rowdy and enthusiastic audience, but the music wins through. Famous recording of the classic Body and Soul was by tenor man Coleman Hawkins. That was back in 1939. So inevitably, he just had to play it at every concert or gig thereafter. This is from the Deutsche Museum in Munich, Jan 1950. This album is called The Lost 1950 Munich Concert. Hawkins was on an extensive tour of Europe with some fellow Americans and some excellent Europeans, and their concert in Lausanne in Switzerland in December 49 also survives. Hawk and James Moody on tenors, Nat Peck, trombone, Hubert Foll, alto, Jean-Pierre Menjon, piano, Pierre Michelot, bass, and the muso, who got the biggest round of applause at the initial intros to the concert, American expat, but by now based in Paris, Kenny Klook-Clark on drums. And that noisy audience, of course. A previously so-called lost recording is always a joy to hear when it's finally released. found and released, I should say, but where had someone mislaid this important recording by a group of excellent world-class musos for all this time, over 60 years? Here's another joy, a new Cyrus Chestnut album. The wonderful Ellington Strayhorn song Daydream, recorded by the Nut Man, Cyrus Chestnut, in November 2014. But where? At the Samurai Hotel recording studio, of course. It's a change of personnel for Chestnut. Here he's with two of his so-called elders, David Williams, bass, and Victor Lewis, drums. To quote Cyrus, "This record is about connecting with a generation before me, because where I have to go, they've already been. These are cats who are 55 and up. They've gone down the road, I still have to travel," unquote. Well, Cyrus was 52 when he recorded this, and he wants to play with cats of 55 and over. Not exactly a generation apart. Victor Lewis was all of 64, and David, Happy Williams, early 60s. Poor old chaps. Let's dip into the violin, and we'll only have a dip, as this is a long, long track. Thank you. 2008 double CD by Nigel Kennedy. By, as in, he plays electric violin throughout, does some spoken word vocals, produced the album, wrote all the music, and did all the illustrations in the accompanying booklet. Yep, it's his album. Kennedy spends much of his time nowadays in Krakow. All the other musos are Polish, with exotic names that I wouldn't, couldn't attempt to pronounce. But I can tell you there was a tenor sax, piano, bass, drums, cello, and harp. That was Father and Son, with more than a passing nod to Emmanuel. I hope you enjoyed that. The musical Evita seldom gets a jazz treatment. Well, here's the second best-known song from it. from Andrew Lloyd Webber's Evita, another suitcase in another hall. Yes, I was sorely tempted to play You Don't Cry, but somehow resisted. This album was recorded in Drescher, Pennsylvania in 97 by the Mark Kramer Trio. Kramer plays the piano, a 9-foot concert Baldwin piano. He also did all the arrangements, produced the album, and was his very own recording engineer. The trio had played the music just once, and that was at a live gig before the recording session, and then they just went into the studio and played it. And that was that, or nearly. Kramer then went to see the film Evita the week after the recording session and heard Madonna sing You Must Love Me, a song that wasn't part of the original musical score, but Lloyd Webber wrote it especially to fill a critical gap in the film. So, back to the studio to record that final song, and it's one of the best on the album. Gary Mazzaropi on bass, John Moseman on drums, and a bit of percussion. It's Ellington time. from the still-being-released superb series on Storyville, the Treasury series. That was from Volume 19, and they're all double CDs. These United States Treasury Department-sponsored radio shows were each 55 minutes long and ran weekly from April 45 to November 45, and then they restarted in April 46 to the October of that year. And Ellington was given a free hand to play new vocals, instrumentals, old faves, popish works, extended works, and, as a result, they form a classic library of mid-40s Ellingtonia. It used to be said that Ellington was the second most recorded artist of all time, and a year's radio broadcasts of 55 Mins a Pop helped that, of course. Bing Crosby, another who had a long, long series of radio shows, was said to be the most recorded. But now, as I've just recently read in Time magazine, the most recorded title goes to the 81-year-old Indian singer Asher Bozal, who's recorded over 11,000 songs. No, me neither. That was the Duke's compo Translucency. Kay Davis did the wordless vocal. The whole gang is here, but it's the Duke with Jimmy Hamilton clarinet and the majestic Lawrence Brown on trombone who have the solo duties. Recorded and broadcast from Dartmouth College, Hanover, New Hampshire, May 46. From big band to a bass solo. Thank you. And that song was Quick and Easy. It is quick, but it's not easy. Improvised in the recording studio by the bass maestro Ron Carter. That track wasn't on the original LP, but is on the CD reissue. Recorded at Rudy Van Gelder Studio in New Jersey in March 88. Amazing that at that speed, each and every single note has a definitive stop and start. But then again, he is Ron Carter. Lovely vocal next, for you, for me, forevermore.
For you, for me, forevermore. It's bound to be forevermore. It's plain to see we found by finding each other.
Written by George and Ira Gershwin in the mid-30s and then put away in a drawer for a few years before ever being recorded. Fantastic catchy title, For You, For Me, Forevermore. Even if it does remind me of the Land Rover strapline of a few years ago, the best 4x4 by far. Morgana King is the singer, born Maria Grazia Messina from Pleasantville, and I sincerely hope it is. She made a couple of dozen albums as a leader. This was only her second one, back in March 56 in New York, and it was her first outing with a squidgy, string-laden orchestra. But there was a real jazz group underneath all that, with Chauncey Welch trombone, Mundell Lowe guitar, Hank Jones piano, and all the other musos whose names weren't written down for some reason. Morgana was also an actress, a very busy and successful film and TV actress, her last roles being as Carmela Corleone in The Godfather, Parts 1 and 2. More big band and more live.
Thank you.
Yes, the Neil Hefti classic Little Darling, played here by the man who first recorded it for that fantastic The Atomic Mr. Basie LP. Yes, this is the full Count Basie Orchestra at the Crescendo Club in LA in June 56. This is a double CD reissue of the original 1959 Americana Hotel gig, but flushed out with 11 bonus tracks, all from this Crescendo Club appearance. Yes, Freddie Green was on guitar. Eddie Lockjaw Davis was a Basieite, 52 to 53, and then again in 57, so he wasn't on that last number. So here is Lockjaw, and we're live again. This is Always, although I typed it into my playlist as This Is Axe Wax. I'm losing it. Eddie Lockjaw Davis at the Manchester Sports Guild. That's obviously Manchester here in the UK. Otherwise, it would have been the Manchester Sports Auditorium. Lockjaw tenor, Pat Smythe piano, Kenny Napper bass and Tony Crombie drums. April the 1st, 1967. It's closing time. It's a new Russell Malone album recorded October 2014 in Brooklyn, New York. Malone guitar, of course, Rick Germanson on piano, Gerald Cannon bass, and Willie Jones III drums. This sounds like it should be the mantra of all the choirs that are so popular in the UK at the Mo. Lift every voice and sing. But in fact, its other title is The Black National Anthem. That's it, I'm afraid. I really hope you've enjoyed all the numbers this week and that you'll be back for more next week with me, Mike Wynn. Until then, please take care. Keep well.